Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Your will today, as every day for us, Lord, your name be hallowed. Your kingdom come as you give us our daily bread, our sufficiency in all things to not be fall into temptation, but to be full with your love, your light, your goodness, so as to be lights. To love and encourage those around us in Jesus' name. Amen. It's Psalm 98 and it's verse 7 and 8 and we're reading from the Message.
Let the sea and its fish give a round of applause, with everything living on earth joining in. Let ocean breakers call out encore and mountains harmonize the finale.
Hallelujah. I love this. All creation rejoices. And when we understand all creation was made by God, and every time God made it, he said it is good, it is good. And then it's so beautiful when he brings man into the picture, then he says it is very good. So all creation comes from God. It's got a purpose, and that's the beautiful nature of God. We all made by him, and we made for purpose. And this is just so beautiful. I would just think of this. I think of before I was born again myself. I was a little red devil, and then my friend Andy, he was a little brown devil. I will send this to him, he can catch a laugh as well. And we used to have our pellet guns, and we were in the bush behind our house, and then also down by Sunfly, the reeds, shooting ducks. And the guinea fowls and everything were terrified of this red devil and this brown devil. And and then what happened, nature wouldn't stick around your house. You would come out and the birds would fly away, and they won't come near you because they sense the danger. But praise God, when I came to the Lord, and I was, for a time, I served up at the Ark, which was just above Sunplay, the area where we stayed in Lakeside. And then I would go down and I'd get the guys picking up papers. And I was so blessed to see there's no little Red Trevor and Red Devil and Brown Devil there anymore, because the ducks were tame. They were coming quite close. So you could see that, that's what happens. You know, nature senses God. We sit and we listen to the birds here in the morning, and it's just so beautiful. They know how to praise God. They were made to praise God. And what is still waiting to that's got to wake up is mankind. The Bible says in Romans 8, creation is waiting for the sons of God to come out of the frustration into the glorious light. No, so they can also come out of frustration. You see, because the sons of God are those that have come out of the frustration, out of the fall of Adam into the resurrection of the last Adam, Jesus. And so this is something we need to see, and we need to appreciate. The Psalm 55 says the trees, the mountains bow down. Mountains is, any can be kingdoms. They submit to the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords that is with us. We are part of him, actually. We his body. He is the head. We the branches. He is the vine. And that's the great reality. But it seems like everything is waiting for us now to realize that the goodness of God has been given. And we've got to jump into it with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our strength, all our body, and then also to love others in the same way, because the restoring has come. It's complete in Jesus, and I truly believe we're coming into this fullness now. So when I was just listening to the one message, they're talking about the reset, you know, whatever Satan uses, he served God at one time, so he's just demonized the purposes of God. He's turned things around, to not be a blessing but to be a curse, not to be light but to be darkness. And so when we think of the final reset, it's when Satan and his angels are taken out of the equation, because this is where all our problems come from. And then those who refuse to wake up to Jesus, wake up to their name written in heaven, he says, and those whose names are not written in heaven will be taken away. So we think straight away, there's some people's names are not been written. Everyone came from the Lord. Everyone has his days ordained for him. So his names were written in heaven. But we've got a wonderful, or not a wonderful scripture, because it's not a nice thing to have your name cancelled or taken out of the book of life. But there in Revelations, I think it's chapter 3, it speaks about that that God or Jesus, the one that is bringing all things into fulfillment. He says, I won't remove your blot out your name from the Lamb's Book of Life. So we see that's what actually happens. And the scriptures also says, you accept him, he will accept you. Even if you're unfaithful at times, he's accepted you, and you will have consequences, you will learn, and you will grow and wake up to the light. But those that denies him, he will deny. So I think ultimately is when you deny the Lord and you stay antichrist, you stay listening to the demonic spirits. So be encouraged, brothers and sisters. Fullness of life has come, and we must embrace it, and then immediately also nature embraces us. Hallelujah. Amen. So be blessed, for your light has come. Arise and shine. Amen.
Amen.